Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
The greatest invention of all was beer.
Once thought of as a down-to-earth drink, these days beer has gotten fancy. The small brewers making what's known as craft beer.
It's beer! Craft beer!
I'm now proud to call myself a beer nerd.
Beer. Sparkling. Golden. Pure.
Well, God created beer. That's why I'm sitting here. Sitting in the junction bar, I'm too drunk to drive my car. God created the aluminum can for the convenience of the modern man. If you don't believe me, look it up.
Let's do this. Episode 2 of the Louisville Beer Podcast. I'm your host, John Wirth from LouisvilleBeer.com, and with me is the off-color commentator, Mr. Scott Likens.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
So John King is not here with us. What's up?
He's on his couch liking pictures I'm posting on Facebook right now on his birthday, like the lame.
We're hard at work.
I'm sure he's probably out running a 50-mile race someplace.
He probably is.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably is. So we're recovering from that with his dog.
Yes, yes. Sarge.
Yes.
Which Sarge got to mention last podcast, which is kind of funny.
Thanks for coming out, John.
Thank you for coming out, Scott. I appreciate your support and your...
No problem. My commitment to LouisvilleBeer.com.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So what are you drinking tonight, buddy?
I have the BBC APA.
Good choice. Solid beer.
Solid.
Have a sip.
Beer.
Have a sip if you're playing along at home.
I had a few too many sips already.
Yeah. We just got back from the Against the Grain Country Boy Tap Takeover, and I'm drinking... I stole some jalapeno smoked porter. My favorite beer of all time, probably.
Nice, yeah.
My favorite Kentucky beer.
It's all about the peppers and the beer.
And the
like
smoke.
The vegetables in the glass and
I
the
do.
Smoke.
Yep. I do. See, I'm not a big veggie person, as you can tell by my
really?
Manly physique.
That's really
but
hard to believe.
But the pepper beer, I love the pepper beer.
Yeah.
And
I'm just
the hint of smoke, you get that faint aroma of a campfire.
I'm complete opposite, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like any smoke, really, and I don't like any pepper beers.
Wow,
so.
Yeah.
I know. What are you going to do?
Opposites attract, Scott. Opposites attract.
Sure they do.
That's why you're here.
Sure.
And John King's not.
It's after 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night in a small office studio in the Highlands. John, stop being weird.
Okay.
We were just in a closet with two other men down at Against the Grain for 30 minutes.
More on that later. We'll touch on that later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this weekend we've been swamped with Craft Beer Week. It has gone haywire. It's gone bonkers. It's gone... What else?
I think I've spent the whole weekend at Against the Grain. This was three nights in a row for me down there. So
I know the feeling. Well, it's
been a big
I've only
weekend.
Been two nights. So
yeah, it's been a big big week. I think there's a lot of people who are turned on to Craft Beer Week that wouldn't have been, like the lady last night.
Yep.
That we met that I saw again tonight.
Oh, did you really?
I did see her.
So she's
I was
out and about.
She is out and about.
That's
she's looking
great.
For koozies, t-shirts, and stickers.
I'll hook her up. I'll hook her up.
I know. That's what you said last night. That's what the kids are calling now.
In more ways than
hooking
more.
Her up.
Hooking her up.
Yeah.
No, so what have you've done? What have you done this craft beer week, Scott? So Friday night.
Well,
let's
see,
there.
Friday night I worked the BBC Tap Room Country Boy Tap Takeover, which was slam packed all night long from start to finish. And then let's see, Saturday, of course, I went to Bo and Luke. And yesterday I went to the homebrew rally at BBC St. Matthews. Andrew did a nice job. If you're listening, Andrew.
High fives.
See, I said something nice about you. I went from
I
there.
I saw his chest Saturday night. There's a photo. I'll post that in the show notes here.
I know. He asked for that.
Yeah, he did. And I delivered.
Yeah,
did
you
I
did.
Not?
And then, let's see, from St. Matthews BBC, I went to River City Draft House to the LouisvilleBeer.com event.
Why'd you go to that shitty event?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. There really
that website sucks.
There wasn't anything else going on at the time, and I don't know. It's kind of like a charity event.
That site's run by a bully. You know that, right?
Yeah, a bloated cyber bully. So, and I was told, like, you know, whatever. And so then I went from there down to the Great Big Kentucky Sausage Fest, and I had a hot dog from Sausage John all the way from Copenhagen, Denmark, and it was awesome. And then I went back to River City Draft House.
Which sausage did you get?
I had the Stoned Stallone.
The smoked one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was pretty awesome. And then I went back tonight to the Country Boy Tap Takeover at Against the Green.
That place was packed tonight.
There was a lot of people. Yeah. Again, you showed up after everyone had left.
And after all the beer had gone, too.
This seems to be your trademark. You show up at the end of events.
Yeah, that's my M.O.
Yeah.
Casually late.
Sure.
I had prior commitments. So Friday night, I started out at Boomba's in the Highlands for their Kentucky Ale Pumpkin Barrel. What is it called? The Pumpkin Barrel Ale?
I have no idea.
Pumpkin Barrel Stout.
Yeah, I think it's like a barrel-aged pumpkin beer of some sorts.
It was really delicious. Kentucky Bourbon Pumpkin Ale is the official title of it.
You a big pumpkin beer fan?
You know, I like a few of them. I like Schlafly's Pumpkin, all right. And yeah. I really like Pumpkin a whole lot.
Yeah, I can't get into the pumpkin beers.
Pumpkin tastes like if you melted those like yellow butterscotch candies your grandma used to always give me. You remember?
Yeah, my grandma used to give you a lot.
Right. She sure did.
My grandma would kick your ass.
I bet she would. Those Eastern Kentucky grandmas don't mess around, do they?
Yeah, I don't know.
So pumpkin, I think, tastes like a big butterscotch, like candy melted down. It's delicious.
I got your big butterscotch candy.
Yeah. Your grandma used to as well. So that's where I started out Friday night, and then I hit New Albanian for their Cask Festival. It was a nice little event. They had tons of beer, perfect crowd.
The weather was great.
They had a big old tent out in the parking lot. And from what I heard, after dark, it got super busy, and they went through a lot of casks. We interviewed David Pierce here, which you'll hear in a bit, and he talked a little bit more about their festival, and it was a good turnout.
Yeah, it started at like 1 o'clock, too.
Yeah, it started early, but he said a few people were there.
That's a good reason to ditch out of work on a Friday if you're over New Albany and hang out over at home base.
Right. So then I hit the BBC, your event, down at the tap room. You might want to mute your phone. Come on, we're professionals here, Scott.
Some of my people.
Right. It's a booty call, a booty text. So then I hit your event at the tap room, all the bourbon barrel
after everyone
stuff.
Had left.
After everyone had left. That's, you know, I got to
keep
with
my MO.
Thanks
for coming in,
John. Absolutely, buddy. Anytime at all. So Saturday, what did I do Saturday? Oh, yeah. My silly little band played down at the Bo and Luke official release of Against the Grain. God, let's take that again. At the Bo and Luke official release at Against the Grain. So my little rockabilly band played there, and we drank a lot of Bo and Luke. It's a pretty damn good beer.
Your band rocked out, man.
Thank you, man.
I
appreciate that.
It was pretty strong. Strong performance from the Solid Rocket Boosters, and the beer was crazy, man. I would love
to get that.
I've had four. I've had all four of them. I don't know, the different variations of Bone Luke, but...
yeah, they had the port barrel.
I've had the regular, the port, what's the other one? I've had the peanut butter, and I guess I've had all four.
And the tea, like there's a green, or a black tea or something, green tea?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what, who knows what I've had.
Who knows, Scott?
The peanut butter...
If you were on Untappd, you'd know.
The chocolate peanut butter was...
I bet that's amazing.
Awesome, and Sam, if you're listening, hook a brother up.
Hook two brothers up, if
Come
you
on,
would, please.
Come on, help us out. We so, got you.
Right. So, again, we'd like to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Boomba's Tap House, both locations, one out in Westport Village. I guess all three locations, Westport Village, Frankfort Avenue, and the one in the Highlands.
And don't Eastern forget and, the buy $15 pizza, get another one for 15 cents.
Is that
cents.
Still going on?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I think so.
That's a heck of a deal.
It's an awesome deal.
So, Four Pegs Beer Lounge is another proud sponsor. Liba and their Brewfest, which is the capstone event.
What does capstone mean, anyway? I mean, like, who made that up?
I think Jennifer made that up.
Okay.
She asked if it was cool. I was like,
maybe when I'll see her, I'll find out what capstone. But go ahead.
We could put that on the show notes, define capstone.
Right. Well, you'll have the mobile podcast unit. Maybe we can ask her.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. That's a great idea.
Awesome.
Leo Weekly, another proud sponsor. Our Louisville Craft Beer Week guide is in the September 11th issue. Pick it up before next Wednesday, because after next Wednesday, they're gone. They're off the shelves.
Go
you have
on.
To rely on the website, the text. Tell them how they can receive text, Scott. Tell our listeners.
Text LCBW to 72727 to get all the daily events happening.
We're going to try to do some fun giveaways and maybe some trivia.
We better get on it, dude. It's Tuesday, man.
I know. It's, the clock is ticking.
I think we should come up with something for BBC Tap Room tomorrow night.
Let's do that.
For podcast listeners only.
That's a great idea.
You know what we have at the – you know what I have that I found at BBC Tap Room in the closet?
What's that?
An extra large – LouisvilleBeer.com hoodie.
Let's give that away. If you're a podcast listener and you come up to Scott Likens,
and you have to come up to Phil Derner and say, "I remember when Phil Derner was cool,"
and kiss him on the cheek.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Let's make it tricky. So go up to Phil Derner of BBC at the event tomorrow at the BBC Tap
and
Room.
Say,
I remember when Phil Derner was cool. I remember when Phil Derner was cool. This is at the BBC IPA event on Tuesday.
I don't know. Phil might get mad at me for that. We can't do an I remember.
No, we're doing that.
No.
We're doing that. Blame it on me.
Okay.
He can listen to this podcast and know.
Yeah, Phil. John Worth just took total responsibility.
Do you know what size the hoodie is?
I don't know. I think it's extra large, maybe. I'm not for sure.
It's a hoodie. It's supposed to be big.
Like this?
Yeah, right.
Like the capstone?
Right. So, golly, we keep getting off track. We're trying to go through our sponsors here. We're stopped at Leo Weekly.
Right.
Old Chicago Pizza and Pasta. Great pizza. Really good beer selection there. They are located, what are their two locations, Scott? Taylorsville and Hurstbourne Lane.
And Springhurst.
Springhurst, that's right. Value Market, another proud sponsor. The greatest grocery store in the world. And Wessex Brewing out of Lexington, Kentucky. They sponsored Louisville Craft Beer Week last year, and we're so happy to have them on board again. So thanks, Ben and Brady and all the dudes over in Lexington.
Yep.
So let's get to the meat of this podcast now that we're like 11 minutes in, and we've just rambled for what seems like days.
Days.
We took our portable recorder, our little Tascam that people thought looked like either a taser or a breathalyzer, and we recorded our friends and some new friends that we met and talked to a couple people about what they were planning to do for Craft Beer Week, what they had been to during Craft Beer Week. First off, let's start that again. First off, we have CJ with Country Boy Brewing. We interviewed him at the
Isn't he your neighbor?
He is my neighbor. He lives right down the street from me.
Cool guy.
Great home brewer, too.
Right on.
He brewed a duplicate of this delicious jalapeno smoked porter that I'm drinking, and it's spot on.
Nice.
It's amazing. So, yeah, this is CJ with Country Boy Brewing on what he's done for Craft Beer Week so far and what he's planning to do. Take it away, CJ.
All right, CJ with Country Boy Brewing. See, so far we've been to Swansea Day and went out to Against the Grain for the Bo and Luke party. It's been a heck of a time so far. Nothing's been crazy. It hasn't. I think everything's gone really well, really smoothly. Be going to the Country Boy Tap Takeover tomorrow night here at the LouisvilleBeer.com event. So what else? Got all sorts of things planned this week. I think we've got a great lineup. I think everything's going to be just as good or better than last year, no doubt. Of course, we've got next weekend's going to be a big day. Hopefully all of us survive it. But other than that, it's going to be a heck of a time. We've had a good time so far. So it's good to be here. It's good to get to hang out.
And next up, we had David Pierce was there from New Albanian.
Wow, he's Dave Pierce.
He's a big supporter of a lot of stuff that we do, and David Pierce is probably the coolest guy on the planet.
Dave Pierce supports everything we do, everything everybody does.
He's
locally with craft beer, and he's the godfather, man.
He's he's the resident badass.
He
of
is.
Craft beer in Kentucky and now Indiana. So here is David Pierce talking about what they did differently for their event this year. They took over the Cask Festival from BBC and what he's planning to do for Craft Beer Week. Take it away, David. What do you think about Craft Beer Week so far? Have you been to what events have you been to?
Let's see. I've been to the kickoff Cask Ale event. And
where was that?
Oh, in our parking lot at Bank Street Brew House. And went to the Bo and Luke release party yesterday, listened to some shitty rockabilly band.
Yeah, I heard they were awful.
Yeah, the percussionist guy, and if you could see the air quotes, he was pretty lame.
Yeah, I heard he was pretty hot, though, so he gets all the ladies, I hear.
His crack kept showing. I was behind the band, so actually, they were pretty good. I was impressed.
Thank you.
What else?
So what events do you plan to go to for Craft Beer Week this week?
Well, you know, my goal always is to get John to take a picture of me at every single event or every major event. So that's my goal for the week. For sure, at least the IPA Day at BBC Production Brewery and the Liba Fest. Anything else is bonus.
Right. So what are you guys contributing an IPA to the event at BBC Taproom?
Yeah, we took we sent a session IPA called Get Off My Lawn, and then also Naughty Girl, which is a Belgian IPA.
David, tell us about your events.
Well, the Cask Ale event was is very well attended for a first-time event, but we didn't know how to really structure the thing, so we had two of our bartenders work with us as we set it up, and we numbered the casks like we'd seen them do at the Great Taste of the Midwest in Madison. And then we had a board and a menu sheet that were numbered, and we did sample trays. Well, they did a great job with the sample trays. They come up with this whole plan of the girl would put a number on there and pass them back to the guy who'd fill them, and then they'd end up on the sample tray. And so you knew exactly what you had.
I heard the prices were really good. A lot of people were very happy at the low prices and getting, like, teddy bear kisses for how much were the pours?
The teddy bear kisses was $4 for a half pint, so that was normal high gravity price. They were pretty much based on our normal pricing. So you could get a full, you know, 20-ounce imperial pint or a 10-ounce or a sample tray. And there were a couple people showed up that got a sample of everything. They took two trays that were just fully loaded for two couples, and they sat around the table with their menu. And
I think I got a photo of them, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. There were a lot of four and five, you know, sample trays, but two couples had to have everything. So it was good. And for a first-time event, it turned out really well, and good turnout. Great weather. That's the key, I think.
Yeah, it was a beautiful night.
We even had people showing up at 1 o'clock, which is the time we're supposed to open, and we tapped the first cask maybe 1:15-ish.
Wow, so people were there that early.
And
on
stayed,
a Friday.
On a Friday. Yeah. Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
It stayed all day. So it was a very, very good event. We're very happy with it.
Very cool. Thanks, David.
Sure. We're going to do it again next year, too.
Bigger and better?
Bigger and better. Well, I don't know about bigger. Better, maybe spend a little bit more time foraging for casks. I think a few of them that we got were last minute, you know, fill them off the tap, not really cask beer. And those were also the ones that were still full at the end. People knew that it wasn't the real deal. So there was only one of those, I think. There were some that were just okay. But our, you know, like our Hoptimus, everybody drinks it every day, so that cask was still full. We maybe pulled a couple servings out of it. And that's cool. Maybe not have our beer outside at the cask booth, or have one instead of three, and have more of other beers. But yeah, we missed a few. We could have had Cumberland Brews, BBC St. Matthews cask never showed up. And if we could get one from everybody, it'd be awesome.
So breweries, if you're listening out there, give them casks next year. All right, David, thanks again, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great stuff, David. Thank you. Let's give David a round of applause.
Dave, I'll never forget that. That was awesome. And if you ever want to come over to my house and talk about it.
Please do.
Please do.
So our next Man on the Street interview is with Peter Fingerson.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
where'd
Peter.
You dig this guy from?
Peter. He's a regular contributor to LouisvilleBeer.com. He writes one of the homebrew articles on the site.
Active member in the Loggers Homebrew Club meeting.
Yeah, that's great. He's also New Albanian's newest brewer. So he's working over there with Pierce and building muscles, apparently, as you'll find out in this next interview.
It is not a fake name.
That is your real name.
It's Norwegian.
Okay. It's a great name. It's very memorable. So Peter writes for LouisvilleBeer.com, and you also just took a job at New Albanian, correct?
That is correct.
So what is your title over there?
I'm a brewer. That's it.
You're a brewer. So you've been there how long?
A little over 3 months.
And you like it?
I love it. It's awesome. It's hard work, but it's rewarding.
And you say you're getting more muscular. Is that correct?
I have lost 10 pounds, but I've gained a lot of muscle.
You can't afford to lose 10 pounds, Peter. You're quite a thin dude.
130 pounds strong.
Wow. So tell me about Craft Beer Week this year. What events have you been to so far? Obviously, the New Albanian Cask Festival. How do you think that event went?
I was at the Cask Fest, setting it up, tapping some casks. It was a great event, better than I expected even. I was there most of the time, and I'm here at River City Draft House right now for the LouisvilleBeer.com event, and it's busier than I expected, so it's awesome to see so many people supporting such a great cause.
That's awesome. So what was we had the LouisvilleBeer.com staff and writers pick their favorite beers. Which beers did you pick? Do you remember?
I didn't submit my beers, but I had the West 6th Mosaic ISA, and it was fantastic. Yeah. And right now I'm drinking the Lore Scotch Ale, and it's awesome. And I also encourage people to drink New Albanian Beek's Best, which is also here.
That was one of my picks.
Nice. Yeah, it's a good one. That's for sure.
So what other events do you plan to go to for Craft Beer Week this week, Peter?
I'm probably going to go to the Liba Brewfest at the end, of course. Other than that, I'll probably just show up here and there. I don't know of any other specific ones that I'm going to go to at the moment, but...
Will you be representing New Albanian or just showing up as just somebody to drink some beer?
I will be both. I will be New Albanian, I will be LouisvilleBeer.com, and I will be myself.
That is the correct answer, Peter. Thanks a lot, Peter. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That was Peter Fingerson.
That was awesome, Peter.
That was great. Peter knows his shit, man.
No.
He doesn't mess around.
Absolutely.
So then we talked to a handful of people at our event at River City Draft House where we took over their taps. And here's one with another River City Draft House regular.
You mean just a random drunk guy?
A random drunk guy, yes.
Okay, yeah, awesome.
I didn't know the guy. I was just like, hey, dude.
Nice.
Talk to me.
I'm sure he's got a lot of insight into what's happening up there.
So here he is.
My name's Gannon O'Day. The only place I've been to is the River City Draft House, and it's one of the only places I actually drink beer. I think they're going to be doing a Shafley event. I miss the Sierra Nevada, but I'm just, you know, if they have the events here, I'll drink here. So, you know.
So what are your favorite styles of beer? What do you say you're not a huge craft beer geek. You wouldn't consider yourself a geek, but what do you like?
Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, I'm one of those people, I can't sit here and describe all the hints and tastes of stuff, but if I like it, I like it, and I'm a big IPA guy. Big IPA guy.
Any styles you don't like?
Wheat.
Have you had Gumball Head?
Yes, just does not hit. I don't do wheat. I don't know what it is.
Right.
And I my friends love it, but I can't drink it.
Well, thanks for talking to us today.
Yeah. All right, cheers. Thanks.
Happy Craft Beer Week. Yeah. So next up, we have we bugged Corey Johnson, who's another.
Oh,
yeah, that
God,
dude. He's awesome. He's a hell of a photographer. Did you see those shots of the Against the Grain where the band played, Solid Rocket Boosters?
I did not.
They were very good photos.
Today is Monday, and I am 4 for 4 days of Craft Beer Week of seeing Corey at events.
He's out there.
He and his girl love some Craft Beer Week.
That's
I
awesome.
Met them last year.
That's great.
During Craft Beer Week.
So here's Corey's interview with the man on the street, John Wirth. That's me.
Oh, man.
That's me.
You're the man on the street?
Yeah, I'm the man on the street.
Amongst other weirdo names
right.
we can come up with.
The man on the corner.
Yeah.
So here's Corey
the
Johnson.
The man in the bushes.
Here's Corey Johnson. Take it away, Corey. Tell me about the Craft Beer Week events you've been to, what you want to go to, and just your general thoughts on what's going on this week.
All right. I guess we started Friday down at BBC for some of the Country Boy event they had, and had some old Bearded Pats and the Barbarian Ale, which was excellent. Yesterday at the Bowen Luke event was awesome. And I guess for the rest of the week, I'm going to try to go everywhere I can. At River City Draft House here and there, it's got a few things. And then, you know, back to Four Pegs here and there, and Against the Grain for, you know, the sour thing maybe Wednesday, or I don't know if it's Wednesday. That could be wrong.
Yeah. Check your Leo Weekly or LouisvilleBeer.com.
Don't trust Corey.
Or don'ttrustcorey.com. I just registered that domain name.
Oh, I'm going to have to buy it from John later.
It's very expensive. Thanks for talking with us, Corey.
Thanks.
Our next interview is with Megan. She came all the way from Brandenburg, Kentucky, and she plans to drive 30 minutes like multiple times. She's already been up here a few times to come to Craft Beer Week events.
So can we go ahead maybe? Do we have her contact information? Because right now I want to go ahead and give her furthest traveled.
That's probably a good, yeah, furthest traveled. That'd be a good, she gets a t-shirt. I should have given her a t-shirt at the event.
I mean, you know, we need to either put a pedometer on her car or
someone
would need to ride with her or, she listens?
She'll listen. Yeah. I mean, I told her this was for the podcast. So, Megan, if you're listening, email podcast@LouisvilleBeer.com and we'll make arrangements to give you a Louisville Craft Beer Week t-shirt.
But you have to find a Saturday to get it.
Yeah, that's a good
point. When's she coming back, do you know?
We'll hear that in the interview right here.
Okay, cool.
I love it. It's the first city that I've been to where they have a week-long celebration of craft beers, so I'm trying to take advantage of it as much as I can. I don't live in Louisville. I actually live in Brandenburg, Kentucky. I'm in the military, so it's a stretch to get up back and forth. But I'm taking total advantage of it every chance that I get and enjoying all of it.
So you're dedicated to Craft Beer Week. Is that what you're saying here?
Absolutely. Dedicated beer drinker, yes.
Awesome. So what events have you been to so far this week?
On Friday night, I went over to the Mountain Grill on the other side, Buckhead, yep. So I went there Friday night, started their Oktoberfest list of beers. That's right. And then I also have been over to Old Chicago over off of Hurstbourne, Taylorsville and Hurstbourne. Drink a couple beers there. And we went to Four Pegs this morning. Four Pegs, the Irish Rover, and now we're here at the River Cedar Breweries.
That is true dedication right there. So what else are you going to hit during the week?
Wow. I don't know.
No, tomorrow you know where we're going.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, Monday.
Well, Monday they have at the Buckhead, they have the Schlafly Pints, so I'm going to check that out. But they also have another big fan of the pumpkin ale from Schlafly, so I'm going to check out the Value Market. Is that what it is?
Yes, they're actually a sponsor. You've named three of our sponsors so far, so good job.
See? So anything I can get up here for, I'm going to get up here.
Great. Thank you so much for talking to us. Happy Craft Beer Week.
Thank you.
My old friend Dave Biebelhauser.
Oh.
The Biebs.
Wow.
He's up
good
next.
Old Dave.
Yeah. He's up next with his plans for Louisville Craft Beer Week.
I'm sure they're extensive.
Oh, they are.
I'm sure. He told me he had to be up at 6:30. He had to be at work at 6:30 a.m.
I didn't know they made a 6:30 a.m.
I don't think Dave's plans are going to be extensive at all.
Dave? What events have you been to? What events are you going to this week?
Well, yesterday my friend's band played at an event at Against the Grain. It was the Bo and Luke release party. It was a good time.
Your friend being me?
My friend being you. I know my friend being Todd Anderson.
Yeah, he's great. I love that guy.
That's the only event, I guess, that I've been to thus far in the first 3 days, this being the third day. This is my second event at the River City Tap Takeover. Go ahead.
What are you planning on attending the rest of the week? Do you have any plans yet? Have you circled all the events you want to go to in the Leo Guide?
I've circled the events that I want to go to, and I think I'm going to make it to two more events. And I'm hoping to make it to the IPA event at the BBC Tap Room. And with a little luck, I'll go to the Sour Patch Kids.
Sourcraft Kids.
Sourcraft Kids, sorry. Sourcraft Kids, I've had a beer.
At Four Pegs.
At Four Pegs, yes.
Should be a great event. All right, Dave, thanks for talking to us.
No problem.
Thank you, Dave. Dave rules.
Dave, that was amazing, dude. That was awesome.
Will Byerly showed up representing Against the Grain, and Adam Watson actually ended up showing up later at our event.
Right.
And here's his take on Louisville Craft Beer Week. So, Will, what do you think of Craft Beer Week so far?
I love it. I love the turnout. I'm very happy to see this many people excited about craft beer, especially Louisville beer, Kentucky beer in general. So, yeah, it's great. Every event has been awesome. Tons of people, good energy, good times.
ATG really blew it up this year with events. Can you talk a little on that? And what do you know the reasoning behind that? I know you're not the event coordinator down there, but what are your thoughts on why you guys did that?
As far as having the sheer number of events that we do, I just think it's our managing member, Sam Cruz, the big boss, trying to do his job and just being on top of things. He does like to be at the forefront of things. We like to be at the forefront of things, and why not? We've got a perfect venue for it. We hosted the Bo and Luke party last night with illustrious Solid Rocket Boosters, and that was a blast. That was a great event.
That line was insane, the line for the Bo and Luke bottles.
But it moved. And it moved steadily, and we really didn't run into any hiccups.
How many 4-packs did you guys sell? Do you know the number on that?
I do not know the final tally, but I want to say, I would like to say, without any amount of accuracy here.
Just lie, that's okay.
We went through over 70 of the 4-packs.
Okay.
Quite a few more single bottles.
Right.
That was actually, I think, the higher count. We had a lot of people come up just for the one-off bottles.
Right. And what were the different variations, just for those at home listening that might not know what you guys did to an already amazing beer?
The 4-packs included the original take on Bo and Luke. That was the orange wax cap. I lose track of what the colors designated, sure. But I do know the variants.
Right.
The 4-pack included the original, a peanut butter variation, a peppered variation, and a smoked tea variant of Bo and Luke.
Which one was your favorite of the 4?
I got to go with the peanut butter. And that was the one that I expected to like the least, and it ended up being my favorite. I think it was the best.
How did you put peanut butter? I mean, how was that accomplished, I guess, is my question here.
The magic of side bung kegs. We have the luxury to age quite a bit of beer that way. So we have the barrel-aged Bo and Luke, and then the capacity to age it any which way we deem fit.
Sure.
So it's nice to have that option.
Any other plans that you know of other variants of Bo and Luke?
Sky's the limit. We always have next year. We've got a whole year to plan and months to age it, so... We're open to suggestions, I suppose, but...
Sweet. So send those to John at LouisvilleBeer.com, and I'll pass them on to you guys.
Why not?
What events are you looking forward to the rest of the week?
Well, I was looking forward to this event, of course, at River City Draft House. Any LouisvilleBeer.com event is going to be a good one.
Thank you.
No, thank you. But also, shamelessly have to say that I'm looking forward to the Country Boys out against the grain. I'm definitely looking forward to that one.
And when you guys and the Country Boys get together, all hell kind of breaks loose. Am I right in saying that?
It gets weird.
Yeah. Same with the Flat 12 guys. Those guys really throw down, don't they?
Those guys get even weirder.
Yeah. I remember last year at Bo and Luke meeting those guys for the first time, wearing their Daisy Dukes and their shirts tied up over their big old beer bellies.
They were
tattooed beer bellies.
Did you see that?
I did see them.
They were back, and the beer bellies were bigger than ever. And
that's great.
The shorts were tighter.
I'm glad they worked on that. They stepped up their game this year.
Will. Way more awkward.
Yes, it was. Thanks for talking to us, Will. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, John.
Pal and Scott's favorite drinking buddy, Tracy Salen.
Oh,
did you know I interviewed her?
Oh, hell. No, I did not know that.
She was our next mark, and here's what Tracy had to say about Craft Beer Week.
I went to the Bourbon Barrel Aged event there at BBC Tap Room, the No Trash Talk UofL UK event. That was delicious,
yeah.
Yes. Country Boy BBC. And then last night I went to the,
Bo and Luke
tapping or release at Against the Grain. So that was great too.
Time,
and now I'm here at the official Louisville Craft Beer Week, LouisvilleBeer.com event.
Sweet.
At River City Draft House. So.
So what events are you looking forward to? What beers are you looking forward to trying that you haven't tried yet?
All of the beers that I haven't tried. All of the beers. I want all of the beers. But I'm looking forward to the IPA event at BBC Tap Room. And that's the most immediate one.
Right.
Yeah. And the brunch on next Sunday.
The Hair of the Dog Recovery Brunch at 4
p.m. The chicken and waffle platters.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited for that event.
Yes.
So are you going to the Liba Brew Fest this year?
Maybe.
Have you've been in the past?
No, I've never been to that.
Wow, okay. It's a big event. There's a lot of people there, a lot of good beers. So
a group of friends of mine are supposed to be going to Apocalypse that night, actually. So
gotcha.
We're still supporting local beer, but I don't know that we'll make it to.
Of course. I know you always support local beer, Tracy.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And happy Craft Beer Week.
Yes. Beer on.
And Tracy, that was awesome. Sounds like you're drinking a lot of beers. And or plan to drink plenty of beers, a lot like you do a lot of the time. It is always Craft Beer Week with Tracy.
Every week is Craft Beer Week with you and Tracy, right?
It's always Craft Beer Week, period, John. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. That's When's true. It not?
God, this porter is so good. I cannot get enough of it.
What she
can
said.
Can you give me a minute alone with this jalapeno smoked porter?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and go on home if you need a minute alone in here and let Dan sanitize the place before I come back next week.
Great segue into Crescent Smith.
Crescent, I'm sure you creeped out by that, following that up. And
Crescent's a great buddy of mine. I've known her for years and years. She's a LouisvilleBeer.com
Crescent
contributor.
Crescent loves her beer.
She does. She knows her stuff for sure.
For sure. She's awesome.
Yes, she is. So she let us record her thoughts. What events have you been to so far during Craft Beer Week?
Well, only one, but it's just the beginning. Went to the Against the Grain event last night. Spectacular. Great event. Great band. Yes,
I heard the
indeed.
Band was terrible.
Well, don't believe what you've heard, because it's not true. They were great.
Thank you. So what events are you looking forward to this year? What beers are you looking forward to trying this year that you haven't?
Well, so many. I mean, already today I had the Mosaic from West 6. Fantastic.
That was yeah, very good.
Very good. I could drink more of them, but I'm going to refrain.
And, what are you drinking now?
Well, the Mosaic, of course.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
And then later this week, I'm looking forward to the sour event at Against the Grain again. It's going to be great.
Are you going to do the Four Pegs Sour Craft Kids event? Because there's two big sour beers.
See,
fests.
I didn't even know about that because I haven't signed up for the text alert. So
well,
I didn't
see
know.
Crescent. Yeah. You know, I think it's you bad. Might have to be fired over this.
It's an immediate.
Immediate dismissal. Yes. Here's your pink
sorry,
slip
sorry.
Right here.
No.
But no, the I'm not sure what day that's on. You'll have to check your Leo Weekly or the website, LouisvilleBeer.com.
I'll definitely do that. But in the meantime, I guess I'll just go one day at a time and check things out. And there's so many things, I can't keep up with all of them.
Right. It's been hard for me as well. So anything else you want to say about Craft Beer Week?
It's just getting bigger and better every year. It's fantastic. I'm so proud of our city and what beers are here and in the state at large. There's so many good things happening right now. We're getting Kentucky on the map in the beer world.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Thank you so much, Crescent.
Sure, no
good
problem.
Talking to you.
Sure.
We'll have to have you on the podcast
Absolutely.
For real one
for
evening.
Real.
Yes,
yeah.
For real.
For real.
Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Our man on the street. Which is me. It sounds kind of weird to address myself as the man on the street.
Is that like third person?
I don't know. It's
You're
like
speaking in third
person
right now?
I think it's sixth person.
Yeah.
So next we picked on Mrs. Jane Krauth of Apocalypse Brewworks. Sweetheart. She talked about
Runs that tap room over there.
She runs it like a well-oiled machine.
Exactly.
That's what she does. So we talked to her about the Yappy Hour event that they're planning for Friday, which last year was a huge event.
Lots of dogs, lots of beer, lots of poop.
Yeah. Dog or
could be both.
Okay, let's find out. Here's Jane.
My name is Jane Krauth, and I'm with Apocalypse Brewery. And so far today, we've been to BBC in St. Matthews. We went to the Brewin, the AHA rally. Then we went over to New Albanian on Bank Street, and I got to try the meads. I was excited about that.
That's awesome.
And now we're at River City Draft House. Drinking Apocalypse beer.
Of course. That's all I've been drinking too today.
Yeah, I know.
So tell us about your Yappy Hour event that's coming up. Is that Friday? Is that correct?
Friday is Yappy Hour. It starts, it's from 5 to 11. We will have several food trucks. We will have live music. Bring your dogs. We're very dog friendly. I'm going to have some homemade dog cookies. Water bowls all over, and the best thing about it is all the proceeds will go to the Kentucky Humane Society.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
And it was a big event last year, correct?
Oh, it was a great event last year. We were able to donate $2,500.
That's incredible.
I know it. I'm so excited. And
so are you hoping to top that this year?
Yes,
is that your plan?
Yes, we hope to exceed that. You know, last year was the first year that we ever did it, so we didn't really advertise. So this year, we're hoping everybody remembers it from last year and everybody brings a neighbor and a friend. And if you have a dog, great, bring your dog. If you don't, come and pet our dogs,
Absolutely. So a dog is not required to attend.
No, dogs are not required. And you're on your own if you bring your cat.
Yes, that could be a mess, I think. Yeah, all right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you talking with
us. Okay, thank you. And we'll see you Friday night at Yappy Hour.
Happy Craft Beer Week.
Thank you.
And I'd just like to say before we break back in, we're recording this podcast and John King is home posting pictures and liking my pictures.
He's posting photos too?
Well, I don't know if he's posting. Okay. I'm sure he probably has. Probably his dog laying on a couch someplace. But, you know, we're up here on his birthday.
We're working hard at 11:40 p.m.
And he's liking pictures I'm posting on Facebook.
Right.
That's fail.
Pretty sad.
King of beers. Fail.
Yet another LouisvilleBeer.com contributor let us bug the crap out of him. Mr. Henry Hunt, our other homebrew article author. Here's what he's up to for Craft Beer Week this year. Henry, what are you drinking?
We've done the Apocalypse Cluster, a couple of pumpkins in honor of the season, and trying to decide what we're going to do next.
So I see you've got a lot of pretzel left over. Can you talk on that for me?
The pretzel here has done me in three times. I have never made it through the pretzel. It's a personal goal in my life. It's on the bucket list to make it all the way through the pretzel.
So even with help from the two people you're sitting with, you couldn't make it through?
They're not much help.
Well, you know, I just sat down. I can help you finish that thing if you'd like.
Please, we need all the help we can get.
So if you haven't had the pretzel here at River City Draft House, it's as big as a dinner plate. And comes with great beer cheese or mustard, and it's spectacular, out of this world. So, Henry, what other events are you hitting up on Craft Beer Week this week?
Well, this morning I was over at BBC, last night down at the Bow and Luke for the fabulous band that was there. Tremendous sounds. And obviously the Yappy Hour on Friday and the big event on Saturday down at the ballpark.
The Brewfest, the Liba Brewfest on Saturday, right?
Absolutely.
So are you coming to the Hair of the Dog Recovery Brunch at Four Pegs?
If I can crawl in, I will be there.
I think you'll see a lot of people crawling down Goss Avenue that morning. Really looking forward to it. Well, Henry, thanks for talking to us, buddy.
Great. We'll see you out about town.
Happy Craft Beer Week.
And you too.
Jeffrey Faith. You know Jeffrey.
Oh, the dude.
Right? The dude. He abides, does he not?
The dude definitely abides.
He is a big friend to Louisville's craft beer scene, and this is what he's up to.
He's a home brewing superstar as well. He captured, I think, three ribbons in this last.
Oh, did he?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He's a home brewing legend at this point, I think.
And
so,
he builds airplanes from scratch.
He builds airplanes, cars. Yeah. He does a lot of stuff. So
he's the man.
He definitely abides.
He does. So here's what Jeffrey is up to for Craft Beer Week.
So far, you know, I'm just getting started, but so far it's perfect. Good beer on tap, and I'm seeing all the people I know. It's pretty cool.
That's great. And the weather's really cooperated.
Unbelievable. Yeah. This is amazing. Yeah.
So what events are you going to this week?
Well, you know what? I'm just getting started. So where are we today? The Draft House.
River City Draft House.
I was thinking about maybe the Sausage Fest later, which... It's probably going to be a sausage fest, right?
Yeah, I would imagine so, cool. Yes. In more ways than one.
And that's cool. But, I'm not even sure. I haven't dug around too much. What's going on? I mean, is there something?
You haven't studied the guide yet, have you?
No,
you haven't done your homework,
it's
Jeff.
It's a daily thing, you know. I get up in the morning, and what's going on? Where is it happening?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff happening. I can't even keep up with all of them.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
Check the Leo guide or LouisvilleBeer.com.
Is Boomba's got something going on? Or is that
Boomba's has got a lot going on, actually. Yeah, there's an East End Beer Festival out at their Westport Village location and a couple tastings and tap takeovers.
Far out. Yeah, and I like to just hang out at Apocalypse just because, so you know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But hell yeah, that's awesome.
Thanks for talking with us, Jeffrey. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, you know, short and sweet, right?
Absolutely, just like you. And finally, we've got Julius Gagne and Chad Orr from BBC Production down the tap room. They talked to us about what trouble they're getting into this Craft Beer Week.
I can only imagine what Julius and Chad are getting into. Julius is going to be more of the beer variety. He's going to go out. He's going to drink some beers. He's going to go home. He's going to log in under Brew Tap Room 402 on Beer Advocate and get his beers rated. And Chad is going to drink some beers and pair them with some sort of meat.
right.
I'm assuming copious amounts of meat and beer.
Nice. So Julius goes by Julio at the tap room.
Julio, Julio what
is,
Gallo.
What is Chad's nickname? Does he have it?
Orange Julius OJ.
Yeah, but Chad, what's his nickname?
He's Chad.
Nothing, just Chad. That's boring, Chad. You need a. I'll give you. I'll find a nickname for you, buddy.
Yeah.
So here's Chad and Julius about what they're up to. Give me your thoughts on this year's Louisville Craft Beer Week.
Well, the first event I did was Friday night at the BBC Tap Room. We had Country Boy come down, and they had a little tap takeover. We busted out some barrel-aged rare beers, and it was a really great time. A lot of people showed up. It was a great night for the tap room. I went to Bo and Luke last night event at Against the Grain, and that was a great time. That's one of the better beers you'll ever have, in my opinion.
Beats all you ever saw.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people dressed up. Our good friend John King, he went all out.
He was really representing, and he looked great.
Yeah, looked good. He looked great. Great legs.
Oh, I know. Amazing legs. He's a runner, you know.
Yeah. That was great. And right now we're at River City and having a good time with the official Louisville Craft Beer Week event. LouisvilleCraftBeer.com event, and tomorrow we'll be going to Against the Grain for the Country Boy Tap Takeover, and looking forward to that one. And then Tuesday night at the Tap Room, we're having the IPA event, where we're going to have all the IPAs from the state representing, and so that'll be a great event.
That was a great event last year. Were you around last year?
I was around last year. I'd missed that event, though. I had just moved up to Louisville right around that time last year, and it was a great time last year, and I'm sure it'll be great again this year. So
thank you so much for talking to us, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Chad, what do you think of Craft Beer Week so far?
Everything I've seen has been fantastic. It's good to see people coming out and trying a local beer. Weather's been great. Get some more people out, definitely. So far, I've been impressed.
What events have you been to other than you were at the tap room event, obviously, the other night?
Yeah, I was there for the Barrel Age Beers Friday night, which everything there was outstanding. Yeah, quite a good crowd. All the folks were really happy. Everything went out good. Started that day at New Albanian for the Cask Fest. Everything there was, again, great. Only tried a few beers. I didn't want to keep it going all night, but had a good time while I was over there.
Perfect weather, too, for Craft Beer Week. Oh, you
yeah.
agree?
Yeah, you can't ask for anything
Mother
better.
Mother Nature really cooperated this year.
She's been nice, so hopefully it works out the rest of the week, too. So,
speaking of the rest of the week, what events do you have plans that you're wanting to hit the rest of the week?
I'm hoping to go to Against the Grain tonight for the sausage event. Yeah. I don't know what that's exactly called. I'd love to make it to the Rover as well today. Of course, Wednesday, we're tapping barley wine and our barrel-aged Saison, which if you haven't had it, you must come try it.
It was very good, yeah.
It is very good. Nothing like it you've ever had before. So,
right.
Other than that, I'm just kind of playing it by ear right now. So,
awesome. Thanks for talking to us, Chad.
No sweat. See you later.
Sounds like a lot of people are going to a lot of events. I heard a lot of the same events duplicated a few times. Our sponsors got mentioned, which is always good.
Yeah, it is good. I mean, you know, we're through 4 days, so it's only going to be like the same three or four places probably.
Sure.
But with another 5 days ago. I'll tell you what we need to mention is the Four Pegs brunch. You know more about that than
the hair
I do
of the dog
specifics than I do.
The hair of the dog recovery brunch. It's going to be Sunday, so we're not really extending Craft Beer Week a day, but it's the official after party for Craft Beer Week. So hopefully we're going to get a bunch of brewers and brewery reps there.
Is this post Capstone?
It's post Capstone. Yes, that's what we should
call
that.
I think we extended it a day then. So
ultra Capstone. Post is probably best.
There's going to be a lot of breakfast food there and beer.
Yeah, so, chicken and waffle sliders.
There you have it.
Need I say more?
So break it down.
All the information is on, there's a Facebook event for it.
It's 10 a.m., Four Pegs. You have to buy your tickets online.
On Eventbrite.
I want to say it's like, how much is it? Is it like
it's like 13, 15 bucks.
13, 14, 15 bucks. Yep. Go on LouisvilleBeer.com and find it, and you'll get all the information you know about the event. But
so, yeah, I'll put the menu for the brunch in the show notes on LouisvilleBeer.com www.bbctap.com/podcast for all that info. So, Scott, anything else we need to talk about tonight?
No, not that I can think of, man. It's just, you know, powering on through Craft Beer Week, getting on into the middle of the week, and trying to get on through this. It's a long way to go and a short time to get there.
You're absolutely right. So tonight at the Against the Grain Country Boy Tap Takeover, we cornered them in the ATG office, and we chatted with Adam from Against the Grain and
John,
DH from
John
Country
cornered
Boy.
Adam and DH. And then, like, ask me to come hang out in a closet. So
it was in their official office.
I didn't corner anyone. You kind of imprisoned the two of them office. In a small room.
But it was confined. It was like a sound booth. It's kind of like this room. It was no bigger than this
Only
room.
Only smaller and weirder, and people kept walking in and out. and
weird drawings on the walls. So that's what you've got to look
for. Yeah,
there
was a lot of drawing of phallic images.
Right. So that's what you've got to look forward to next week. On episode 3, we're talking to DH from Country Boy and Adam Watson from ATG. So that's episode 2 in the can.
I don't want to go out with saying, hey, John King, you suck.
Yeah, let's go out saying that. So if you have any questions, comments, show ideas, hate mail, send the hate mail to Scott, but send everything else to podcast@LouisvilleBeer.com. Love to hear from you. Love to know that you're out there listening. We're getting some hits on the podcast.
And don't forget, if you want some good life advice,
yeah,
you ask Scott at podcast@LouisvilleBeer.com. And that
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. So are
Is
we doing it? The drunk Scott?
I don't know. No, Scott? I don't know if it's not drunk. I mean, okay.
Yeah, it's just regular Scott.
It's just what it is. What it is.
Yeah. Which is usually drunk, so.
It's something.
Right. It's something for sure. So that is episode 2 in the can. I'm John Wirth, your host for the Louisville Beer Podcast. This is my co-host and off-color commentator, Scott Likens.
Out.
We're out. See you next week.